Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and all the other things you can do at our site. It's a little bit of small business heaven, and I think it'll help you. If you take advantage of some of the resources that we have there, I think it'll benefit you and your small business. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's back with us again, as he has been now for all these many years. He's the author of many books, including Safe at Home, and including Teleworking and Telecommuting. He is one of our top teleworking, tele, and home-based business experts. He's a pretty darn good technology expert, too. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. I can't forget that.
You know
and,
it. You know
and,
it.
Jeff,
And you were the copycat the next year, so, you know,
well,
it wasn't good enough.
But the best was first.
The best was first.
You know, I'm thinking of your Safe at Home book and Seven Keys to Home Office Security, and a lot of times people think about, you know, that being, you know, making sure that your hard drive's safe and that your doors are locked and all that kind of thing. But, you know, there have been a lot of natural disasters around across the country in the last few years, and of course we've had terrorism challenges that, you know, the people in some parts of the country have had those problems. And if you're home based, and you got hurricanes, I mean, you're in Florida, you guys had four hurricanes last year, and you're it looks like the hurricane season is heating up this year out in southern Colorado around Pueblo and in that part of the country. They've got a major fire, brush fire out there, forest fire. And I don't know how that's impacting some of the communities out there, but I know that's out there. And other things that are going on. What are some things that home-based businesses need to pay attention to be prepared for something like that?
Well, I think the mantra for something along those lines when it comes to any sort of natural disaster or non-natural disaster, you know, terrorism that could, if you were in a place like New York and say you live down near, God forbid, down near the World Trade Center.
There were a lot of home-based. There are a lot of people who live down there near where the Twin Towers were.
Exactly. And in that type of situation, you don't have to be directly affected to be impacted in one way or another, because they shut down lots of places,
right,
that were otherwise not damaged or hurt for access, or because other buildings nearby were damaged and were fearful of falling. So I think that the key word or words or phrase to keep in mind is be prepared. And so there are so many different ways. And, this, you know, we are now a month into hurricane season. Man, you'd think we were 2 or 3 months into it, given
right,
the activity we've already had. And we have another one, Emily, down there churning through the Caribbean right now, passing the Leeward Islands. But what we need to keep in mind is to be prepared. So now is the time, if you haven't already, and if you're in a, and even if you're in the American West where there's brush fires, or if you're in California where there's a potential for earthquakes, or in the Northeast in the wintertime where nor'easters can come through and really shut you down, you got to be prepared. You know, you have to have your backup ready. So you have to have your data ready to go. If you're shut down, you need to go to another location to work, have your data backed up on either a tape or a disk, or burned to a CD-ROM, or put on a USB flash drive, what they call a thumb drive, or you save it to an outside backup service that's accessible from any website anywhere in the world, or, you know, any computer via the web anywhere in the world. So you have your data backed up and ready to go. So it is safe, but also so you can be productive if you can no longer work from your traditional office location.
Do you don't have a laptop? You don't really work off of a laptop, do you?
I don't work off a laptop right now.
Don't you think that's a good idea, though? I mean, in terms of being able to take what you have and walk out of the house and take your business with you.
Well, you can do that. I do use what's called the brand is Maxtor. It's a Maxtor external hard drive.
We have some of those.
Yeah, which is like 160 gigs, the size of, say, I don't know, like a smaller than a cigar box.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it right here. I back up all my data, my pictures, my JPEGs,
right,
my Excel files.
So you can walk out with that. Of course, you can do the same thing with a laptop. But I was just trying to think of in terms of purchasing technology.
Right.
You know, if that's if you thought that that was a good purchase to have, even if you didn't use a laptop. I mean, I use a desktop and a laptop every day at this, you know, different times.
Right.
I just have different workstations. But the I just think it's a good investment to make myself, because if I needed to leave here and go be productive immediately, you know, if my power went out at my office and my column deadline was coming up, you know, I could go home with my laptop and keep working.
My concern, I agree, depending on how much you would use it, my fear of buying something like a laptop for only an emergency purpose is that the technology becomes stagnant or dates so quickly, and
right.
You know, quickly over 2 to 3 years. But if I'm only going to use it a dozen to two dozen times over 2 to 3 years, and
no,
then,
I see your point. Yeah, just,
you know,
just
I mean,
from an emergency standpoint, it's just that you know, to me, with the way these things are these days, by the way, I mean, you can get a docking station and add an extra keyboard and a mouse,
right.
And it becomes your CPU,
right?
And a monitor, get a monitor, and you know, we have two people in our office who use a laptop as a CPU when they're in the office.
Well, that's a completely different discussion when you talk about using the ability to use a laptop as your only computer.
But I guess my point is though, but it also then it becomes that emergency walk out of the building
right.
capability.
Right. And, you know, but you got to think about everything else when you talk about a building being down. You know, if it were a natural disaster on the scale of, say, a hurricane like we had last year, I mean, entire regions get wiped out. So how far can you drive
right.
To become truly productive in the
mm-hmm.
sense of not just having a laptop that you can plug into a generator,
right.
but then having a broadband or even a dial-up connection, having a phone line, even having cellular service if towers go down, things like that. So, you know, that's part of your backup plan. I mean, I spoke to some companies last year that had that happen, and one woman runs a virtual business from Palm Beach County down here, and she got decimated and was out of power. Her website is hosted elsewhere, and she has an employee based in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was business as usual.
Right.
As far as any of her clients and customers were concerned, they knew she got hit, but their outward-facing services, whether it was customer service, whether it was visiting the website, whether it was knowing that, hey, we're still up and running,
mm-hmm.
a message was posted to the website
right.
to say, we're still up and running. If you have any questions, call whoever in North Carolina.
Speaking of customers, when we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when your customers get hit. And how are things going with customers? Is your business good this year? The economy's doing well. Are you getting your part of it? 20 after. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar. Stay with us. I don't care where it goes. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He is Mr. Home Office, Mr. Teleworking. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
That's the other thing I forgot. He is the Chief Home Officer.
There you go.
And they can find out more about your books there, can't they?
They can find my books. We have all sorts of content up there, lots of news. Great. What I like most is my resources page that has lots and lots of tips and links to other places that fill in the gaps of the stuff that I don't provide. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other 5% of information you may need to be a successful entrepreneur can be found on those links.
Absolutely.
Because I cover about 95% of everything.
And I hope you'll check that out too, folks. It's a good resource, and take advantage of anything that Jeffrey has to offer. Jeff, we're talking about dealing with emergencies in our home-based businesses and the our customers. You know, that was one of the things that happened to a lot of people, a lot of small business owners, home-based or not, back during following 9/11, is even if we weren't affected directly, a lot of our customers were affected, and so we may live in Portland, Maine. But if a hurricane comes through Florida and our customers are in some of our customers are in Florida, it may affect us.
It's really amazing how many people get affected from something like that. So whether it's a hurricane, whether it's something like 9/11, whether any of these things, and especially big events that have a strong potential for trickle down. I remember once another home business sort of expert and advisor once said to me, you know what, SOHO, meaning smaller home office, which is what we go by in this, mm-hmm. in the home office environment, SOHO is recession proof, she said. I'm like, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. I said, we're the easy fat to cut when things get bad. You know, I mean, you got staff that you got to keep, but yeah, just cut some contractors and thin things out. So, you know, when things turn bad very quickly following 9/11, and 9/11, as we all know, was in the cusp of a larger R word. You know, the recession that was
right.
It had already hit.
It was already a year old.
Exactly. So things were just, it added insult to injury, salt to the wound. So when mm-hmm. things, as hot, as white hot as the economy was in 97, 98, 99, that's how dour things got. And if you can believe it, and those who know me would realize the craziness of the statement, I actually went out and filled out a want ad, you know, responded to a want ad.
Wow.
And filled out an application for a contract creative service for a company that hires creatives, writers,
right,
graphic designers,
right,
and stuff.
You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do. I never took a job with them, though, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I stayed pure to what I was, to my calling. But, you know, the thing is, you got to do what you got to do and realize that it can trickle down. It can affect you. And so it may not just be you, you know, and because it is never just us. Because if it were just us, we'd be independently wealthy and not have to worry about it. But it's about our clients. It's about our customers. It's about the people who solicit us for work, or who we solicit and they respond favorably, and then they write the checks that pay our costs.
But Jeffrey, the economy, surprisingly, when you consider the expense of oil and all the other things that are going on, I think some people are surprised how well. I'm not surprised the economy is expanding, but I am kind of pleasantly surprised at how solid the economy is. And so, you know, I encourage home-based business owners, and all small business owners to be putting those proposals out there, because the economy is doing pretty darn well. Unemployment is at 5%, and major corporations are being very profitable. The corporate revenues to the government from individuals and from corporations is way up. The economy is doing good. It's a good time to do business, isn't it?
Things remain strong, and it's you know, sort of what we were alluding to off air when we spoke earlier this week about you know, don't people realize it's summertime? Don't people realize it's supposed to be slow? We should be able to take some vacations and have some time off and relax, and it just ain't happening, you know. I mean, but it's a good thing. I'd rather that than the alternative, because you never know what happens. You know, my first quarter was okay. My second quarter was very weak until June, which totally made up for second quarter. I mean, for me, June, for many people, starts the summer.
Well, the thing that I think that we you know, to encourage people is also about it, Jeffrey, is not just what's going on right now, but people are. It seems that people and organizations are looking, hopefully and positively, toward the future.
Right. Well,
they're making plans for, you know, for the rest of the year and for next year, and so I think this is a time to really get out there and knock on doors and you know, get proposals and get things lined up.
Well, that's my mantra for optimism in small business, for success in small business, to remain optimistic. And, you know, Winston Churchill had a phrase along then, you know, for you can be optimist or pessimist. For my money, I'd rather be, you know, look on the bright side of things, to paraphrase him. And I think that's true, and that's how we get through downtimes. That's how I get through downtimes, is to keep lots of irons in the fire, so you never know when the positive call is going to come over the transom.
What happens, though, is when you're a sole proprietor like you are, You spend all your time marketing, you get the business, and then you spend all your time doing the business, and then, you know, and it's hard to do both, isn't it? The marketing and the delivery.
Well, it's very hard, and it's a whole nother conversation, or mm-hmm. another whole conversation.
Let's do that next time you come. Next time
sounds
you join
good
us.
To me.
Let's talk about that, Jeffrey.
That'll
thank you for being here. Give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Jimbo, great as always. Thank you so much.
See ya. Quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. It's 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know, the first time I tried.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.